Let's turn in God's Word now to Exodus and chapter 23. Exodus 23, in which we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 33. Exodus 23, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. So give your attention to them. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment, neither shalt thou countenance a poor man in his cause. If thou meet thine enemy's ox or his ass going astray, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. If thou see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burden, and wouldst forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. Thou shalt not wrest the judgment of thy poor in his cause. Keep thee far from a false matter. And the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Also thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. And 6 years thou shalt sow thy land, and shalt gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year thou shalt let it rest and lie still, that the poor of thy people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner thou shalt deal with thy vineyard and with thy olive yard. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. 3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. 3 times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shalt the fat of my sacrifice remain until the morning. The first of the firstfruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not seethe a kid in his mother's milk. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down, to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee, and I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little will I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea, even unto the sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee. Those are God's words. The Lord has lightly, or a little, expounded upon, in the previous chapters, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th commandments, as well as a little bit on the 1st through the 4th commandments, and now takes up the first here, the 9th commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And that is very directly, verse 1, the sin of bearing false witness, lying. Verses 2 and 3 and verses 6 through 8 of giving a false judgment. And how often that happens today, just summarized in verse 2. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. And yet in keeping with the 5th and 8th commandment, commandments, verses 4 and 5, doing good to our enemies, as well there, verse 9, not oppressing strangers. Then there are here some applications to the Jewish nation regarding the ceremonial law, all fulfilled in Christ Jesus, and a first application here about that for Israel alone regarding the 4th commandment, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And yet, here you see the very before that's expounded, the 4th commandment intermixed in there in verse 12. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the 7th day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may rest, and the son of thy handmaiden, the stranger, may be refreshed. A ceremonial law built upon the moral law that is eternal. In verse 10, having to do, going through verse 17, the 7 year sabbatical and the 3 annual feast days, and then the rest of the chapter no longer is expounding upon the Ten Commandments. Now it goes to the Lord's promises to the people, which if they're obedient to these commandments, an application of His covenant would be brought through the wilderness into the promised land. We know as we go through Deuteronomy and things like that, that first generation, the generation here hearing these things, did not make it. They disobeyed. And yet the promise here, if they do obey, if God's people obey His promises to them, that we see in verses 20 and 24, again, a recitation of the second commandment in verse 24 specifically. And then further, that just as we'll learn this evening, He promises His people to prosper them in all that they had in verses 25 and 26. And then verse 25, remember the word serve. It says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. Remember that is the word for your duty to worship Him, to worship and serve the Lord God. And if they are faithful, He's promising to give them the land of Canaan. In verses 27 to 31, and to the end of the chapter, to make a covenant, to not make a covenant with the nations, lest they be taken away into idolatry and perish in the way in their sins and become covenant breakers. Beloved, how we look back on the chapter, how important the Sabbath is, as well as the second commandment, so too the ninth commandment. We heard in verse 3, as we read, a condemnation of our culture. Those who show partiality to someone who is poor, as our culture might say, underprivileged. And we are not to show partiality to someone because they're poor or rich in any matters of justice, because our God is a God of impartiality and He condemns partiality in justice, matters of justice. Rather, we must be truth tellers and biblical justice seekers. That is our duty. As well, we have to, as we heard last Lord's Day, to keep the fourth commandment and worshiping Him alone and not other gods. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we are thankful for Your Word. We're thankful for Your law, Your commandments that are perfect and eternal for Your people forever. For they declare Your perfect righteousness and justice in all matters of faith and life. And we are thankful that You have granted us faith in Christ Your Son, by whom alone we have life, salvation, eternally with You, already sealed by Your promise, by Your Holy Spirit, who dwells in our hearts even now, who is the Spirit of Christ, Emmanuel. And Father, we're praising You that You're the God who has called us to worship You, not to worship other gods, but to turn from them, to destroy all idols and images that we might make, as opposed to worshiping You alone. And Father, we pray that You would turn us from the great sins of that idolatry, but also showing partiality in justice matters, also in lying, not keeping our promises here. You've made covenant promises to the people about entering the land, and You are faithful to these promises. You're always faithful to Your promises, and so we pray that we would be, as those who are Your children, faithful to the promises we make. And we would not bear false witness. That we would not lie and break our word or our oath or vow. That we would keep them. We would pay them. And so, Father, we pray that You would forgive us of our sins where we have failed to pay our vows, to keep our promises, to keep our word. Turn our hearts from the sins of gossip and slander, which are so easy to commit. Keep us patient and humble before Your throne. Again, we are thankful for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that grants us exceedingly great joy. Joy in Your Son, in the life that we have alone in Him, because of Him. We're thankful that You have worked faith in us to believe. Are there any here who don't know You, that You would work faith in them after sending Your Holy Spirit to change their hearts, that they would love You as we love You, but even greater. That we would love You with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father, sanctify us. Cleanse us of our sin, from which we continue to commit as Your children. Wash us with the blood of Christ, Your Son. and wash us in the pure milk of the Word. And do so by your Spirit, to put to death the sin that remains and mortify it, kill it, for we are too frail to do it of ourselves. We keep going back to it, to sinning. And so, Father, turn us from it. Be our help and our strong tower to keep us from the temptations of the devil and even our own flesh when it rises up within ourselves, that it would be squashed and defeated by the arrows of your word, and so give us that shield of faith as well. That alone comes from you. Defend off the darts of the evil one. And Father, we do pray for our congregation. Pray that you would be with Deanne, who's not feeling the best this morning, as well as Carla and Kendall. You would heal their bodies and strengthen them. And pray to be with others who might not be feeling well today, and grant them strength in body and rest and refreshment, as we just read, in their souls, as this is the Lord's Day. And the same we pray for ourselves. Pray for Brandon as he's learned about the death of his friend Jacob. Pray for Jacob's family and friends with Brandon, and pray that you would grant comfort to them and hope alone in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Surely there are many within Jacob's family or extended family, friends who don't know you. We pray that you would grant this to be the opportunity to hear the gospel, and that you would bring salvation to your children, your elect. We pray that you would bless those who labor doing door-to-door evangelism on Saturdays. We pray that you would bless that and grant success and good conversations and opportunities to call sinners to repentance, to call sinners to worship the King Jesus Christ. And we do pray for those many who are met and talked to who only speak Spanish, that you would provide a church where they preach the gospel faithfully in Spanish, that they could hear and understand. And if that be here, I pray that you would bring that about somehow. I don't know how that would go, but if that's your will, we do pray that you provide places for these people to worship the living and true God. Father, we pray for the mothers expecting, the families who are expecting children in the next year. We pray that you would grant good health and salvation to each one. That each one, each family would put their faith in you. You are the God who opens wombs and closes wombs. And so we praise you that you're the God who provides children and grants blessings to us. We pray for Johnny and Junior. You would open the womb of Johnny, if that be your will, that they might receive your blessing. And in the time that they wait on you, we pray that you would teach them patience, grant them faith in you, a love for you greater than before. and teach them your ways. As you teach them, teach us. Father, we pray that you would reform us and strengthen us as we consider this, the Lord's Day, the Sabbath. As we've heard this morning from Exodus 23, we know that we come into a time period of the year, and there's many times of the year that people in the church itself, of different denominations, man has created their own days that they set apart as holy. And yet, what a travesty that is to the church. And Father, we pray that you'll grant to us a love for the only holy day that you have granted and you have given to us for our blessing, the Lord's Day, the Sabbath day, that we would rest from our work and not be focused upon man or what man has done, but upon you, the living and true God, even in your Son, Jesus Christ, for the gospel, that your word would go forth, that sinners would hear and believe and repent of their sins, and that we would all rest in you. We would rest in our souls in you, our bodies rest in you, and you would build up your people. Thankful. We are thankful that you have blessed us with approximately 52 holy days a year. What a blessing that is. And that we are not strangled or constrained by the dictates of church, the church, on other days. But that you grant us 6 days to work. And so, Father, grant us a love for your day and a love for your worship, because you are the God who sits enthroned in glory. What a great privilege to be brought as our hearts are lifted up before your throne. Of all creation, you call us to come and you bring us to your throne. What a grace. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.